We're back with our Perry LeCompton locker room chat. One final time here with boys basketball coach Matt Simmons. It is presented by First State Bank as they get set now for sub-state basketball coming up next week. But, Coach, so much to dissect with that regular season finale on Tuesday at Holton. Another buzzer-beater win, this time against the Wildcats on the road, 54-53. Cam Kniper does it again. He did it in a game just a few weeks ago against Royal Valley. And, boy, just take us through that one. What a emphatic and fantastic way for you guys to end the regular season.
Yeah, it was. It was a special moment for our guys and for our fans. And, you know, it was a really tough, tough game. They were very good the whole game. They went on a couple stretches where they pushed it, you know, to 7-9. And then the first quarter, they came out and just punched us right in the mouth. And we're up pretty big early. And we knew we were going to have to fight back. And we did, you know, coming out of halftime. Went up 2, and then they went up 7 or 9. So it was kind of like that, back and forth, kind of a game of runs. And then it came down to, you know, the last, you know, it's about 3.5 minutes. We cut it to 4. And, you know, from there on out, it was get a couple stops and make a couple big plays. And we got, you know, we were fortunate that they missed a couple free throws. But then they had the ball with about 20 seconds left. And Tyson Snyder made a great play and kind of made a tough reverse layup. And then we get it out and go, and somebody had been hurt, and so we had to kind of stoppage in play, and then with no timeout. So we kind of used that to regroup while they took care of the injured player. And then, yeah, we just, you know, got the ball to Cameron and kind of let him do the rest. And it was a big moment, and he stepped up and hit a big shot. But we had a lot of guys play really, really well last night.
54-53 was the final score, and back-to-back wins to close the regular season heading into sub-state. And we'll talk about that momentarily. But 10 wins last year, 16-4 in the regular season this year, 11-3 in Big 7 league play. A lot to dissect from start to finish, but boy, just a general thought on the season as a whole. What stood out? Who stood out? And just a general thought there.
Just very special. Just a great group of kids who really want to win. And we had several games this year that we could have easily lost. And we had some guys step up and make some massive plays. You know, we have a special group of seniors, 4 of them that start, and you know, they care a lot. You know, they're so coachable. I'm pretty hard on them sometimes, and they just take it, as motivation and try and play better. And, you know, we've played some really tough opponents this year. We've been close in a few games that we've lost, and we've kind of let that motivate us to hopefully not happen again. And yeah, to, you know, take 2nd in the Big 7, you know, runner up to the number 1 team in the state, is nothing to hang your head about. That's for sure. We're definitely proud of how this season's gone. But one thing that I really like about this group is their focus now for the postseason. You know, that last night was awesome, but that was the end of the regular season. And now, I think they get the feeling that it's win or go home. So, it's not going to be easy looking ahead to the sub-state, obviously. But we're excited and ready for this challenge.
And it was a very, very top-heavy sub-state, and it's just really balanced from top to bottom. But the top 4 teams, all with 16-plus wins. You had 3 teams mixed there at 16-4, and how everything kind of shaped out. You guys earned the number 2 seed via some tiebreakers. So you guys will host Jefferson West in that first round Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. But more specifically, just, again, the sub-state as a whole, when you look at the top 4, 16-plus wins apiece, and just kind of how it all broke down in the matchups, again, it's going to be a challenge no matter who you play.
Absolutely, and we knew that going into it. You know, when they put those sub-states out, you already have an idea how good some teams are going to be. And, yeah, going to be very difficult. Start off with, you know, a Big 7 opponent, which seems to happen just about every year. I mean, it's not easy to play or beat a team 3 times. So we're going to absolutely be ready to go and not, you know, make sure that we take care of one game at a time, you know, how the old saying goes. Because, you know, if you don't, you can get upset. I mean, that's when all the chips are pushed to the middle, you know, crazy things happen, and, you know, kids play out of their minds and teams are play motivated, and, you know, it's going to be a challenge the whole way through.
What needs to be consistent? What needs to be there for you, not just for the game against Jefferson West, but to make it through, win 3 games, and get yourself ultimately to a state tournament?
Yeah, you know, big players just have to make big plays. We have to play very, very good team defense. That's what we've hung our hat on this entire year. I've been very proud of our defensive effort throughout the whole year. And, you know, something that I'm going to look back and miss about this team for sure is just their defensive effort and how hard they play on that end. And, you know, that's what it's going to take. You're going to have to step up and stop other teams, because at this point, every team you play is going to be very good offensively, you know, especially the further you go if you make it that far. And you have to make sure that you're ready to step up to the challenge and try to defend and rebound. And, you know, everything else will take care of itself.
Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach Matt Simmons joining us. Appreciate the time as always, getting their sights set now on the sub-state tournament that they are hosting. It begins on Tuesday night. They'll have a home game against Jefferson West, very familiar opponent. That's the 2-7 matchup, but should be a lot of fun. Bishop Ward, the top seed at 17 wins, and then three more teams total, including Perry, all at 16-4 going in. Coach, great season so far. A lot to still play for, and congrats on the success so far. Appreciate all the time this year, and good luck next week through sub-state.
Thanks for all the coverage, Brandon. We appreciate it.